What you're attempting to do by establishing an upfront contract with your prospect is to develop a set of rules for your interaction, rules which will provide for a clear, concise, and agreed-upon outcome. Now, while we know that our upfront contracts are verbal agreements, there are similarities with formal contracts. A formal legal contract consists of four major requirements. You want mutual agreement, consideration, competency, and a lawful object. First, in order to have a valid contract, there must be mutual agreement or consent. Listen as David Sandler explains upfront contracting in terms that relate to formal legal contracts and uses the Sandler selling system as part of your contract for the fulfillment step. Make note that in this example, Sandler uses the more formal legal term mutual consent rather than mutual agreement.
Mutual consent implies an offer by the salesperson followed by the client's acceptance. The offer must be explicitly communicated and certain in its terms. It sounds like the legal profession wrote that for us. It's mutual consent implies an offer by the salesperson followed by the client's acceptance. It must be explicitly communicated and certain in its terms. Now, you know, that sounds like a legal statement, but I submit to you that a lot of times that we will have an interface with a prospect where it is not certain in its terms. And certain in its terms is the first three compartments of the submarine. When you come back from a sales call, you ought to be able to ask yourself, or somebody ought to be able to debrief you, what was his pain? Did he have the money? And can he make a decision? If you can't answer those three, you don't have a contract. It was not certain in its terms. Explicitly communicated is a lot of wishy-washy words that we've been trying to get rid of for years. Well, George, certainly based on what you've shown me so far, all things being equal, apples for apples, certainly looks good. You're very close. I don't see any reason in the long run why you may not get this order, assuming things fall into shape and everything works out well. And the amateur salesperson runs back to the office and says, boss, got one. He got nothing. Nothing but a lot of smoke. So even though that's a legalese statement, it sure says a lot to us about selling. Explicitly communicated and certain in its terms. Can you answer those two questions when you come back from a sales call? If you can't answer those two questions when you get back to the car, you've done something wrong.
In order to make an intelligent offer, the salesperson should understand the prospect's pain and elicit this information during the beginning stages of the sale. It shouldn't take 2 or 3 months to find out that the prospect has to look at someone else's product, that he's made a commitment to someone else, that his brother-in-law, in fact, is his insurance man. If you do the right kind of job in the pain, budget, and decision departments of the submarine, you're able to make a decision about whether or not you want to continue with this prospect or make another call and move on to new prospects. Now, many traditional salespeople will take 3 or 4 visits before they'll ask the questions they should have asked on the first call. Listen to the rule of contracting again. In order for a contract to satisfy the requirement of mutual agreement, it's necessary that both parties be able to specify what they're agreeing to. If necessary, have your prospect repeat the contract back to you, and that's easy to accomplish on the first call. And then, if you don't hear what you thought happened, fix it. The offer should contain a clear description of proposed services. No wishy-washy stuff. David Sandler explains.
So it's more important than just that we understand that there's a contract. Can this prospect tell you the contract back again? And that's easy to do on the first call. George, I understand what's going on here. Would you do me a favor? Would you kind of tell me what happened to us today so I'll make sure we're both in gear? That's all I have to say. Tell me what happened to us today. And then if you don't hear what you thought happened, you help it out.
Here are the 3 basic conditions which constitute mutual agreement. Number 1 is understanding. Number 2, a proposal, written or verbal. Number 3, acceptance. Sounds like selling to me. If you can't get these 3 conditions on the first call, you have a problem. Now back to Sandler.
This always comes up at sales training. Sometimes my customer doesn't want to give me an order on the first call. I'm not talking about orders on the first call. As long as you know why you're going back, it can be for anything. It can only be to go back to give another presentation or give a presentation. It can be going back just to keep the cycle moving. So and you can have an understanding and a proposal and acceptance of any kind of an agreement. It doesn't necessarily have to be for the order.
That's mutual agreement, the first requirement for a valid contract. By establishing a contract, it doesn't mean you're going to get every order, and it doesn't mean you're going to get it today. But it does mean you know what's happening to you at every moment of the process. The second requirement implicit in every contract is consideration. Every contract must be based on a valid consideration, which most of the time is money. But remember, there could be an investment of time or energy, which would fulfill the consideration requirement. There has to be consideration in order to have a contract. The third requirement that's implied in the contract is competency. People must be competent. You can't be crazy. He can't be crazy either. In this case, competency means you're talking to a decision maker. You can give the greatest presentation in the world to someone who's not a decision maker, and what good is this contract? The only contract you have is that he'll listen to you. So, he must be competent. He must have the ability to make a decision, and you must have the ability to make an offer. Think about that. When you go into the field, do you have the ability to make an offer? Some salespeople don't. They can't even close the sale if they get a chance to. The fourth requirement, which is the easiest part, is you must have a lawful object. That means you better have a product or service to sell, and it must be legal. Those are the four requirements which constitute a contract. You want mutual consent, consideration, competency, and a lawful object. We stress contracts so vigorously and so vocally because that's going to give you the guts you need to be a successful salesperson. Another way of saying it is that upfront contracts will give you the courage to do what you need to do on the sales call so that both parties, you and the prospect, win.